Hello.
Hi, good evening. Let me tell you that we're conducting a really important opinion poll about the upcoming March elections, Jacksonville Mayor's election. Are you registered to vote in Duval County?
Yes.
All right, great. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, all right, thank you. Now, how likely are you to vote in the March election to pick a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, or not too likely at all?
I'm very likely.
Thank you. And can I know what's your gender, please?
Male.
Thank you so much. And what's your age?
64.
Thank you. And how did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? By mail, early in person, or on election day?
In person.
In person.
Early.
All right, great. First, should Jacksonville's next mayor continue moving Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry, or change direction?
Change direction.
Thank you. Now, which of the following do you feel is the most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Let me read the options. Access to affordable quality healthcare, improved infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city, quality of schools, roads and traffic congestion, growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all, street flooding and storm water drainage, affordable housing, or violent crime?
Affordable housing.
Thank you. And what will be the second most important?
The infrastructure for the water.
Okay.
For drainage.
Oh, for the water. Okay, gotcha. All right, let me move on then to the next one. And do you support or oppose the action taken by Mayor Curry and the City Council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay for street improvements, drainage projects, and expansion of the Skyway downtown?
No.
You oppose?
Yes.
All right, gotcha. Thank you. Now, when it comes to the city electricity utility, JEA, which do you prefer? Keep JEA as a city-owned utility or privatize JEA by selling it to Florida Power and Light?
No, keeping it private.
Okay, got you. Now, in the debate about the city's Confederate soldier statues, do you prefer to remove them or keep them?
It don't matter to me either way.
Okay, and if you have to select, which one would you select?
They can keep them.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you, and please answer your opinion of each of the following as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. That's the opinion that you have with that people that I will read. So what about Audrey Gibson? What is your opinion?
Oh, favorable.
Is it very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. What about Donna Deegan?
Who?
Donna Deegan.
I'm not for sure who that is.
Okay, no problem. What about Al Ferrato?
I don't know who that is either.
No problem. What about Daniel Davis?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Not favorable at all.
All right, now. Thank you. What about Lenny Curry?
Oh, the mayor. Favorable. Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And Leanna Gutierrez Cumber?
Cumberland? Cumberland?
Yeah.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Let me move on to the next one. And which of the following eight candidates will you vote for the Jacksonville next major if you have to make a choice today? Let me give you the options. Frank Kessler Jr., Al Ferraro, Audrey Gibson, Donna Deegan, Leanna Gutierrez-Cumber, Darcy Richardson, Omega Allen, and Daniel Davis.
Daniel Davis.
And what would be your second option?
Okay, can you go back through those again?
No problem. Frank Kessler Jr., Al Ferraro, Audrey Gibson, Donna Deegan, Leanna Gutierrez-Cumber, Dan Darcy, I'm sorry, Richardson, or Omega Allen?
Omega Allen.
All right, thank you. Moving on. Now, here are a short description of five of these candidates. Let me read them to you. Leanna Cumber is a Republican city council member whose dad escaped communist Cuba and taught her values to live the American dream. She built a transportation business creating jobs, is a former teacher and advocate for survivor of domestic violence. Serving on city council, Leanna has fought to cut taxes and keep our community safe. Daniel Davis is a Republican and head of a Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, former state representative and former president of the city council, who will promote the pro-business policies of Mayor Curry. Davis was raised in West Duval, is a father of four who married his college sweetheart, and will fight for families in every community. Donna Deegan is a Democrat, fifth-generation Jacksonville native, and trusted voice as a 25-year news anchor who held a powerful tool account. Donna is a three-time cancer survivor, founder of the National Marathon to Finish Breast Cancer, and head of the Donna Foundation, which helps thousands of underserved women battle cancer. As major, she will be a voice for the voiceless while fixing infrastructure, improving healthcare access for all, and growing an economy that works for everybody, not just a select powerful few insiders. Al Ferraro is a Republican City Council member who opposed the JEA sale and a small business owner who would concentrate city money on its core functions of public safety and infrastructure. He opposed removal of Confederate monuments. And Audrey Gibson is an African-American Democrat with 20 years experience in the state legislature who will be a major that puts the needs of the residents first and bring together the community. She will continue her record of delivering needed progress on transportation, job creation, healthcare, and veteran services. So based on this information, which of the following candidates will you vote for to be Jacksonville's next major if you have to make a choice today? Leanna Gutierrez-Cumber, Daniel Davis, Donna Deegan, Al Ferraro, or Audrey Gibson?
Number three.
Donna Deegan?
Donna Deegan, yes.
All right, thank you. Now, please rate each of the following statements about a candidate for major's issue positions or action taking if each will cost you definitely to vote for that candidate, probably vote for that candidate, probably vote against, or definitely vote against that candidate based on the statement. So here's the first one. Accepted donations and an endorsement from people involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Will you definitely vote for that person, probably vote for that person, or definitely vote against, or probably vote against?
Definitely vote against.
Thank you. Next one is consistently anti-abortion and is on record voting for several restrictions to make the procedure much harder and more expensive for women. Same options.
Oh, definitely four.
Definitely vote for?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It's a big believer in benefiting from government spending. His organization took nearly $1 million in federal bailout money during COVID and is now getting hundreds of thousands from Duval County taxpayer to pay his salary. Same options.
Oh, definitely against. That's
all right, thank you. All right. It's supported by many of the City Hall insider consultants and backers of the FPNL deal to privatize JEA. Same option.
Oh, definitely against win vote.
All right. Cool. Works for an organization that took hundreds of thousands of dollars to host an event of promoting the privatization of the GEA.
No. Against. Not against.
All right. Voted 3 times in City Council to increase the Jacksonville homeowners' pay for trash, stormwater, and utilities.
Yes.
Definitely, or probably. Oh, definitely. Okay, thank you. Now, next one. Spent 14 years as an advocate for local developers promoting growth and large home building projects in Duval County.
Yes.
Would you definitely or probably?
Definitely not.
Definitely not. Okay. Is a Washington, D.C. lovist? Just that.
You say Washington, D.C. lobbies?
Yes.
Definitely not.
All right. And was a registered Republican but switched 5 years ago to become a Democrat?
5 years ago, then it was Republican, then they became a Democrat?
Correct.
Yes. Definitely, most likely would vote for.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, we are halfway. We're almost done with this. Lastly, here are some statements describing one candidate, Donna Deegan. Rate your reaction for each as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative based on the statement. Appreciate your patience. We're almost done, okay?
All right.
So, Donna Deegan will be a major bringing change for good, finally making good on years of promises to fix infrastructure in neglected neighborhoods, including replacing failing septic tanks, installing street lights, and repairing sidewalks and drainage systems. So we'll just say it's a very
favorable.
Okay, that would be somewhat positive, very positive, neutral, or negative?
Very, very positive.
Thank you. Donna and her family have a long history of being connected to Jacksonville's Black community, which includes her grandfather operating the integrated Roosevelt Grill restaurant in the 50s and 60s, and Donna helping to improve the survival rate of African-American women with breast cancer. Is that very positive, someone positive, neutral, or negative?
Oh, very positive.
Thank you. Donna has experience creating and running a large organization that not only does good for the community, but also generates millions of dollars in economic impact for Jacksonville. Same options.
Oh, okay. Favorable.
That would be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Donna is known for being open and honest with integrity and good heart, making her the kind of major Jacksonville can count on. Same option.
Very positive.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Being a cancer survivor inspired Donna to create her nonprofit foundation to give back to the community that helped thousands of women facing breast cancer to pay their bills and get care they need to survive. Same options.
Very possible. I mean, positive, okay. Sorry.
Okay. Good. Now, Donna Deegan is an award-winning journalist whose 25-year career on TV news put her in touch with people and their stories in every corner of Jacksonville and led her to hold the powerful accountable to their corruption. Same options.
Oh, very positive.
Thank you. As mayor, Donna will focus on coordinating Jacksonville's resources to bring better health outcomes and greater access to health care for all.
Very positive.
Thank you. Donna Deegan will be a different kind of major who will throw out the good of old boy insider network of cell dealing developers and downtown business interests.
Very positive.
Thank you. Donna will use the major's office to promote economic growth and prosperity that includes all of Jacksonville, This includes recruiting new businesses who promote inclusion and innovation, supporting local small business development, and open city contracts to those who have been shut out.
Very positive.
And as Mayor Donna Deegan will open up City Hall, bringing transparency and accountability and giving a voice to the voiceless.
Oh, very possible.
Thank you so much. Now, after hearing the information, would you vote for or to elect Donna Deegan as mayor or support one of the other candidates?
For Donna.
Donna, all right. Thank you. Now, do you consider yourself as African American or Black, Latino or Hispanic, Asian or Pacific Islander, or white or Caucasian?
African American.
Thank you so much. Is there a local radio station you regularly listen to?
No.
No, all right. Thank you. And how often do you watch each of the following? Every day, most days, once in a while, or never? MSNBC?
Never.
Thank you. CNN?
Every once in a while.
All right. The Weather Channel?
Rarely.
Rarely? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Food Network?
What network?
Food, like F-O-O-D?
Never.
All right. What about local TV news?
Yes.
That would be every day or most days?
Every day.
All right. And what about HGTV or Magnolia Network?
Never.
All right. Thank you. And please tell me yes or no if you regularly use each of the following. TikTok?
No.
YouTube?
Every once in a while.
Okay. Snapchat?
No.
All right. A local news internet website?
No.
Instagram?
No.
Facebook?
Every once in a while.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. So that actually concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time here, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks again, sir.
You too. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.